All right, good music there. I like Tom Petty leading into this segment. All right, good to hear from Hobbo, and I like his optimism. 6 to 8 point margin of victory is his prediction. And I do think the Virginia crowd will be full-throated tonight.
Oh, they're going to be fired up after Malcolm comes out there and they have his jersey hanging in the rafters.
I think you should just walk around the JPJ floor of the entire game. Just Malcolm's,
get out there with the cheerleaders and get them going.
Yeah, just Malcolm's big smile. And I mean, what a terrific young man and quite the pro if you've seen any of the Bucks games.
He's doing
great. I tell you what.
Yep.
All right, LeClaire Ryan, player of the game. We're going to choose Mike DiMario of the lacrosse program, wearing jersey number 10. Yours truly covered the game on Saturday. It was warm weather, about 3,000 paying fans.
Good crowd at Klockner.
I was kind of surprised it was more like 5,000 or 6,000 because the weather was so nice.
Yeah.
But beautiful atmosphere and high score and affair. You know, you got to love the new upbeat, up-tempo, go-get-em offense that Coach Lars Tiffany and Sean Kerwin and Kip Turner have been teaching the Cavs. And this young man, Mike DiMario, scored 7 goals.
Well, he took it to heart, didn't he?
So. Yeah. The coach had an interesting preview in the media guide. He said the next opportunity to disprove the staff, which has debated whether to keep him number one in the depth chart at his position, was one that they'll remember. He proceeded to play inspired lacrosse all fall, getting ready for the spring and so forth. And he was scoring goals all the way to the final whistle in every practice. And apparently, since the season has started, I believe he has 10 goals.
10 goals, and for his effort this week, he was the ACC Player of the Week.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. If this young man keeps it up at this pace, he might win the Tewarton Trophy. But
there you go.
All right, looking at some of the other news, North Carolina State announced that Coach Gottfried was going to be terminated at the end of the season. I don't think it was much surprise to the media down in the Carolinas. It certainly wasn't a surprise to this radio man himself, because I said all along I didn't know how much longer Gottfried would last. He just
nor their fan base. I don't think it was a surprise to anyone that follows the ACC.
But there's a lot of discontent down there in NC State, and I heard the rumor today that Vinny Del Negro's name is being bounced around, and he's been a pro assistant coach for some pro teams. I don't know that he's been the head coach anywhere, but Del Negro was a terrific college player. Good, reliable scorer, good team player, and a winner. No two ways about it.
The NC State alum.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But that's not really the draw. What has he done since then as a pro coach? And I've got to do some research on that. But, he's a name. Is he enough of a name to get the program going again down there for the Wolfpack faithful? What else? We learned today that Darrell Hammond, a former Virginia wide receiver, converted to a defensive back. Darrell Hammond passed away. I think he had ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. Don't know that much. I vaguely remember him. I think he transferred in for 2 years. Seemed to be a nice young man. Sad story about Lou Gehrig's disease. All right. Cavaliers. Oh, look. One piece of news, I did catch the fact that the upcoming game this coming Saturday, which is the next game after tonight's home game against the Hurricanes, the Cavaliers will travel on Saturday to NC State, play at PNC Arena, and that game will be at 12 noon.
Noon Saturday.
That is a good time for a visiting team, in my opinion, particularly a team that will, the Cavaliers will probably go down there and spend the night overnight so they can practice once down there in some gym, maybe a walk around somewhere in one of their gyms locally, and then get up at a normal time and have a normal team breakfast, then get to PNC Arena at a normal time. But I think that works in the Cavaliers' favor. So if the Cavs can somehow get the W tonight against the Hurricanes, they have a couple of days to practice, get rested,
get ready and for then the Wolfpack.
Go down there to travel on Friday.
But first things first.
Yes.
Hurricanes tonight.
Hurricanes tonight. Big game. Got to beat Larinaga's kids. We're going to head to break. On the other side, we've got Tim O'Shea, former UVA lacrosse player, and he was at the game on Saturday with me. Can't wait to hear his thoughts on the running Wahoo lacrosse team. All right, we're coming back in just a few minutes. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.